You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, find a rotation, Steve, and stick with it.
Coach Kerr.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands. Guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Let's welcome in Anthony Slater, ESPN, covers the Golden State Warriors. And let's start with your story today. I got to tell you, it was fascinating. And for the listeners that haven't heard, clearly, you know, you talked to Curry and Draymond and Klay Thompson was talked to. The Dallas Mavericks coming in here a week from now. Curry expressing, you know, a lot of nostalgia. I'm going to ask it this way. What do you make of the story that you wrote? Like, what all the pieces mean?
Yeah. Look, you mentioned it. This is a timing wise because they're coming in on Christmas. That's why we're doing it. That's why we did the story. That is the setup to it. It's not like Draymond and Steph came, tapped on my shoulder and said, "Hey, I want to reminisce about Klay Thompson."
Right.
I had heard about this dinner. I'd heard about it last year. It's something that, from what I gathered, meant a lot to them as like kind of the next step in acceptance of this breakup. That's, as we talked about in the story, as we all know, right? Especially being around it on a day-to-day basis, was frosty. It was, unceremonious, used the term, whatever. So, in the lead up to this story, I decided I wanted to sit down both of them. Tim McMahon, who's on the story with me, talked to Klay out in Dallas. And it was about the breakup, the nostalgia, also the current moment of Klay, which I know, Warriors fans are a little less interested in the Dallas situation, but that's within there. It's very interesting. He could be a trade piece because of what's gone on in Dallas. And then obviously, to me, the natural question that we also wanted to ask is like, could it be a Dwayne Wade type situation? Steph referred to it as Scottie Pippen, right? That's the name he brought up to me as, you don't want it to be as contentious and scarred as it is with Scottie Pippen. And I thought about the name Dwayne Wade because y'all remember him, him and Pat Riley, right? And that breakup. And then he goes to the Bulls and the Cavs. He did end in Miami. And I think the idea, and I don't want Warriors fans to take this as I suddenly now think their management is going to go, you know, after Klay Thompson at this deadline. But I could potentially see him getting like a farewell type year down the line if everything breaks right. But I know right now at 13 and 14, that's not necessarily what Warriors fans are thinking about. Yeah.
Man, Slates, it's just interesting reading this piece, and it got me to thinking and just remembering the good old days when Klay was in Fuego. But if I were to ask you, Slates, have the Warriors really replaced Klay Thompson to this offense when he was at his highest powers? How would you answer that?
No, I mean, but you know, have they replaced a Hall of Famer, maybe the greatest like single 3-and-D weapon in NBA history? And you're talking prime Klay Thompson, right?
Yes,
you're not talking about 2022. Mm-hmm. No, but I don't know how you do. I mean, Buddy Hield was an attempt at it, right? He's the off-ball movement shooter. But Klay Thompson used to guard Damian Lillard and James Harden in the playoffs for 38 minutes a game. He was a big two-guard who, you know, that was probably the most underrated aspect of what he did in those dynasty days. I mean, he was their hound on the perimeter. And then he'd get switched on to Kevin Love in the finals in the post and stand him up, too. So, I mean, the simple answer to your question is no, they have not replaced prime Klay Thompson, but how do they replace prime Klay Thompson?
Anthony Slater joining us on 95.7 The Game, covers the Warriors for ESPN. You know, you've covered a lot of NBA season. There's ebbs and flows to all of them. Are you getting the sense that, you know, I know the Kuminga date's a month from now. Do you get the sense the Warriors feel like they're at a crossroads right here for the next month?
Yeah, because they need to make decisions on their future between the dates of January 15th and February 5th. And, you know, I would have looped the last few games into it, but they had this 20-game stretch that they're now 0-2 in, where they're coming home for, I think it's 14-20 at home now. After this road game tonight, I believe it's 13 in the next 17. It's spaced out. They can, you know, part of their 13-14 was the schedule and the road heaviness and all the back-to-backs. Well, they're not going to have that going forward. So they need to make some movement. They need to prove to not only fan base themselves, management, who is going to make trade decisions, that this is a core worth, you know, throwing some chips in. Because if, you know, if we get to the deadline and start to think about how they can get something done that maybe seems unlikely at this moment, that is if they decide to put future first round picks into the pot. And I think they're only going to do that, particularly the post Steph era year picks, if they believe this core is worth it. And you know, like pushing in, like it's reasonable to think this team is one piece away from fringe contention. And I think we'll know in the next month, they'll know in the next month how real that is. And, you know, really all these home games coming up.
Yeah. Man, Anthony, I told Steiny every day, I bit hook, line, and sinker last year on the 23-8 and all the metrics that changed defensively. And I look at this roster now and I'm disappointed, but when I look at it man for man, okay, Dre, you need to fix the turnovers. You are what you are, but and Steph's in fuego. But Slater, I'm fascinated with this. I tell Steiny and the listeners, Jimmy Butler, to me, Slater, can do more. Are they walking on eggshells to even approach him and ask him to do more offensively? Or do you think he might buck back or get upset with the notion that, you know, there's some people out here that think you could do more offensively?
Jimmy's extremely honest, and every time it's mentioned, hey, go score more, he's just continues to say, I'll do the right basketball play every time. I'm going to make the pass. I'm going to, you know. And honestly, if you look at the 23-8 last year, his stats are pretty static from what they are right now. It's not like he was just like a 32-point-per-game scorer in the 23-8. What happened in the 23-8 last year? He was probably a little bit more energized, but, you know, every veteran was when they were sprinting to the finish line. Steph was also more available. He had this incredible surge during that 23-8. You remember that road trip in Orlando? 50, then Brooklyn 40. And sure, you can say the last two games he's had those like huge moments and they've lost. But if you look over the why they're 13-14, remember the illness early in the season that threw them off track when he missed three games and then he didn't play well in a few others? Then he has five games missed because of the quad. Al Horford, their big free agent signing, has basically been missing in action. There's a lot of reasons to why they're not replicating 23-8. And sure, like some more verve from Jimmy Butler as a scorer could help and probably needs to happen. And as they've talked about, they need to put him in better positions. And, you know, I sat down with him in New Orleans, you know, whatever it was, a month ago. And he talked about maybe tailoring the offense a little bit more to his isolation heavy game when Steph is off the court. So maybe there's some strategic tweaks, but also 23-8 is, there was a lot of reasons for it that don't necessarily apply to now, in my opinion. Mm,
yeah. Anthony Slater joining us on 95.7 The Game, covers the Warriors for ESPN. I feel like setting up the question with like a minute, but I won't. What's going to happen with Steve Kerr? I just find it fascinating where he's at. Not under contract next year. He's linked to Butler and I'm sorry, he's linked to Curry and Draymond. They have another year. How's this end, do you think?
Yeah, you know, look, I did a sit down with him before the season and Steph. I wrote a story, you know, and Steph within that voice that like he wants it to be Steve till the finish line. But Steve purposely and announced it that he wasn't even seeking a contract extension. It wasn't, hey, maybe they'll get something done. But it was like, no, I want it's a wait and see approach, which tells you that he's, you know, thinking about potentially other options. But I will say within that, he made it clear he's not like looking at the Spurs right now or another NBA team being like, let me jump ship to something else. It seems like it's going to be either stay because the situation still, you know, is appealing to him and to everybody else making the decision. If he's mentioned Joe Lacob, Mike Dunleavy, Steph, Draymond, if they all decide, hey, yeah, let's run it back. Steve Kerr's the coach. Let's do it. And I think that depends on what happens the rest of the season. Or he definitely opened the door to the possibility of, if it just doesn't feel right, they will gracefully part ways, right? I think that's the major thing here. That is the theme in my Klay Thompson story today, right? Our Klay Thompson story, which was there is regret about how one of the pillars of the dynasty ended. Mm. And Steve has made it clear he wants it to be, you know, graceful, whatever it is. So to answer your question, it's a wait and see, because if 13-14 becomes 40-42 and a play-in exit, like, I could see that going a lot differently than if they make a surge and they're a 5-6 seed and they win a round and they go, hey, let's run it back.
Right.
Man, Slates, you've covered this team for a while. You've seen a lot, the Dre Jordan Poole fiasco and everything, you know, that went down with that. So I guess before I ask you, the word I'm looking for to me is odd. But what did you make of the Joe Lacob email and the response and, you know, the attention has gotten since then? Because the more I think about it, I'm like, Joe's been quiet, but Anthony, he was trying to tell us something. Your thoughts just on the email and it getting out.
You guys know Joe, right? You communicate with Joe.
Yeah.
Like, it could that have easily just been a text message to either of you?
Yeah.
Now, the difference is I assume you wouldn't screenshot it and tweet it out or whatever and be like, hey, look what Joe Lacob said after the Portland game last night.
Right.
Every member of the Warriors, particularly the pillar members, have some real opinions about what's going wrong, who's at fault, this, that. You know, it's clear. I don't believe Joe Lacob thought that was going to be sent to the public. It was. But, like, are those quick little thoughts, like, are you like, wow, that's what Joe thinks about the fact that they're 13-14? No. I mean, we all know. If you're specifically, you know, we're getting into the Kuminga, like, aspect of it all, like, what were we reporting all summer? What have we been reporting for years? I mean, like, the dynamics at play are very obvious, in my opinion, and why we're at year five of that, and then, you know, two steps back. So, I don't know if that answers your question, but, like, yeah, of course, like, those are Joe's thoughts. I was just surprised that it popped out into the world.
Yeah. Anthony Slater joining us on 95.7 The Game, covers the Warriors for ESPN. So a couple days ago on December 15th, I read 90% of the league could be traded. So part of the 10% is Jonathan Kuminga. He can't be traded till January 15th, and then the trading deadline is February 5th. Have you heard any like talk or concern that the trade season might jumpstart before January 15th, and the Warriors could theoretically miss out in this month on something Kuminga related?
Not really, because it's not like free agency where like the Warriors are not allowed to speak to other front offices about trades with Jonathan Kuminga. Like there's a bell in January 15th where they can even like if you want to set something up, set something up. They did it last year with Schroeder and Melton, right? Melton gets hurt in November, ACL surgery in early December. They had the Schroeder deal lined up, so right when the clock hit, they made the move. So the G League showcase, I believe, starting today in Orlando, and to a lot of people in the league, that is when that's all, you know, historically been kind of trade conversation chatter starting line. There's Warriors front office members there because there's front office members of every team basically at the G League showcase. So if they.
Uh oh.
We lost him.
We lost him. And then somebody else popped up. Let's see if we can get him back. Yeah. We can. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Slight.
So you said 90% can pop off now for any other the rest of the league, right?
Yeah, 90% of the league can be traded right now, and 10%. All right, we got Slater back, Anthony Slater.
I don't know what part of my answer I dropped out on, but basically my point is like if you want to line something up, you can line it up. Like I don't think the dates will matter.
Okay.
Hey, Slate, we're 27 games in. You didn't ask me, but I'm going to share with you. My biggest takeaway and disappointment is the point of attack defense and by everybody on this team. What's your biggest takeaway through 27 games or something that shocks you about this team?
The offense is what? It had been 22nd, 23rd. You know, Curry comes back, has this surge. I think they're up to 20th. But, you know, that's a bottom 10. Yeah. Well, go look at the teams that are around down there. You know, it's all lottery teams. It's Nets, you know, whoever. But that, sure, like they could be better at point of attack. The rim protection is a concern. But reality is they're defending like a playoff team, like a legitimate threat. They're scoring like a lottery team. And that's, I think, some of the stuff when Steph's off the floor for sure, because the on-off numbers are crazy. But also even when he's on the floor, Steve Kerr will mention the turnovers. Some people will mention the system, style of play. Some of the just non-leaps by the young guys, Jimmy's, you know, aggression as a scorer, Draymond, what Draymond is as an offensive player compared to a defensive player at this time. It's complicated. The league is different. Everybody's scoring at a rate that's different. But if you were to identify where they are weak, it has been the offensive side of the floor.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Anthony, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. I know you're busy, and hopefully we'll keep in touch.
It is a dramatic time around them, as it always is.
Hey, definitely. Did you spend that 50 I sent that your high school ticket out on my Logan Colts? You still got that,
I did. I was at the grocery store. You know, it goes right to the phone, right? That little Apple thing. So, go Rancho. You bought me, you know, a night of groceries.
There you go, baby.
Nice. Well,
I appreciate it.
And the most important thing, Anthony, was you did get paid. All right. Thanks a lot, right, buddy. Baby. Appreciate it, man.
All right, fellas.
Anthony Slater on 95.7 The Game. He writes for ESPN.
Oh, man.
Covers the Golden State Warriors.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.